So Jen kind of answered that briefly earlier. One of the main things was being short staffed. We used to have annual training every beginning of the academic year with our student leaders. Right before COVID hit, we lost two staff members. I was literally by myself doing, Stevie did the budget and I was by myself doing everything else. And so it was hard for me to do training for student leaders. You know, certain things get, you know, certain things, you can't manage all these things. We have close to 100 clubs and organization, plus other duties that I have to do towards the office. So the training for student leaders was something that I would say slipped by. But one of the things I would definitely say, now we have a dedicated person that will work with clubs and organization. We're gonna go back to the training sessions. Another thing that we did, I saw in your, one of the things we did during COVID, we know that was needed, was a database with Campus Group. We're working to get Campus Group as a way for communication for student leaders, for clubs and organization. One of the things that used to be in the past was with technology, again, we had an email system on campus where all clubs and organization were able to have an email. So that was a great way for our office to manage. So just in case new leadership came in, we had an email to say, okay, here's the old email, here's all the data, here's all the information. What happened is when the campus switched to Office 365, we weren't able to continue those student emails. So we lost the email connection as well. So that's why all the old data has been lost. So now we have Campus Group. That's gonna be a great way for us to share information with student leaders. That's gonna be a great way for our office to communicate to student leaders, with student leaders communicate to other students. And now we have this person in the office that's gonna be focusing on the clubs and organization. So we are making these necessary changes to make sure things like this didn't happen. But you just gotta remember, as COVID hit, we were literally about to hire one person, right? Like, literally final stage of interview, everything is good, and then there was a freeze in budget. And that person was gonna be in charge of the clubs and organization. So you just gotta understand, we're just trying to rebuild. So we know this is a need and that's something we're working on. And you should see changes starting in the spring semester, as Jen said.